You've watched Sue do it. Now here we go for your part of the lesson. You could put this MP3 file on your player or your phone and do this in front of the mirror, or you could just stand up right now as you listen to the computer. Actually, give it a go right now. Stand up right now. What I want you to do is to feel your posture as it is now. Notice where the balance is over your feet. Do you have more weight on your heels or on your toes? Notice your knees. Are they locked straight? Lock them straight on purpose. Tight. Now loosen the knee joint a tiny bit. Not too much, just a little bit. That feels better. Notice the angle of your pelvis. Flex it up and down. Roll it forward and back a few times like Sue did in the video. Up and down, forwards and backwards. Notice your back. Is it arched or slumped? Can you curve your back the opposite way to where it is now? Just flex your spine slowly through a comfortable range of movement from curved forward to arched. And do that a couple of times. Curved forward and arched. Notice your shoulders. See if you can lift your shoulders up and down, closer to your ears and further away from them. And do that a couple of times. Now notice your shoulder blades. Have a play with sliding them up and down your back a little. Just a slightly different movement, hey? Notice where your head is now. Stick your chin out. Stick it up in the air a little. Then pull your chin backwards towards your neck. And now allow it to come back to normal. Now here's the secret to this. Go into your inner awareness that we've been talking about in previous lessons, or just breathe deeply and slowly in and out. A guide to the posture that we're looking for is to think of all your bones elegantly balanced over the bowl of your pelvis. Give your pelvis a little wriggle right now, side to side, backwards and forwards, and just take a moment to get a sense of all those spinal bones all the way to your head balanced beautifully on top of that pelvic bowl. Breathing in and out. Soften your back, slide your tailbone closer to the ground. That has your pelvis flex a little bit. Still breathing in and out slowly. Allow your shoulders to relax a little more and your shoulder blades to slide downwards a little if they can. With your palms upwards and your hands open, put the edge of your hands in the crease between your legs and your body. And allow your upper body to fold forward a little bit from that crease. I've put an exaggerated photo of this in the written version of the audio so that you can see what I mean. You aren't going to exaggerate it though, because still breathing. You are just going to float forwards from your crease, probably with just an out-breath, ever so slowly, until you've floated forwards enough to feel your core muscles tighten up automatically. Now straighten up. Whether you got it or not, straighten up give your legs a little wriggle like you saw Sue do in the video, and start again. Breathing slowly and evenly. Check your tailbone. Does it need to slide a little bit closer to the ground to make your back feel softer? Check your shoulders. Can the back of your shoulder blades slide closer to the ground? Very slowly float forwards with an out breath. Folding over your crease a tiny little bit, ever so slowly, until you can find that position where your core muscles tighten all by themselves automatically. Good job. Play with that. Still breathing in and out slowly. Keep your attention on how your body feels. Explore it and come in and out of that powerful posture. And know that holding this posture, trying to hold it, is the fastest way to lose it. Good posture is a constantly moving thing to stay in those engaged core muscles. It's not about how often you lose it, it's about how fast you can get it back. We'll cover posture in a number of different circumstances throughout the course. Walking up and down sloping ground, and that'll really help you find it. Sitting in a chair as a simulation for the saddle. We'll do it in the saddle itself. We'll do it in movement on a horse. And each time we cover this posture, you'll get better and better at it. So for now, if the timing is right for your horse, go stroke your horse like you watched Sue in the video stroke me. But do it in better posture now, turning and using your whole body smoothly in the stroke, and both of you enjoy the improvement in that connection.